shove it.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Take This Pod and Shove It, the podcast where comedians and country fans build the ultimate country music playlist, one song at a time. We are thankful for you, and it is our Thanksgiving episode. Hi, everybody. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Tyler Snodgrass. Joining me, as always, is the gravy to my mashed potatoes. Is Danny Moppin.
Yeah. Oh, you're the turkey to my stuffing, baby. Yeah.
No.
You're the
My goodness.
Only you're the real people.
You're the candied pecans to my sweet potato pie.
Oh, you're the cornbread to my beans. You know, and everybody knows I like my beans, you know, the musical fart. I mean, that's why I messed that up, the musical fart, the musical fruit. Either way works, right?
You just said exactly what you were thinking. You tried to hide it with a metaphor, but
that's the truth came out. Anytime I try to be somewhat literary, it'll fall apart. the stream of consciousness just takes over. But how do you do, you shovelos, you shoveheads, you dirty little shovel fuckers, you little turkey stuffers. Getting a little shove something up in that turkey. I'm Danny Moppin.
We're glad y'all have tuned in for what you surely have already noticed is a much shorter episode than normal. Because it is the week of Thanksgiving, a lot of podcasts take a break. We contemplated it, but we thought it would actually be more fun to put together a playlist of songs that we think are Thanksgiving appropriate. Because we know that, you know, a lot of times we're traveling. Maybe you need some good tunes to gear you up to see your family.
Yeah. Something for the road trip. If maybe you're traveling by car, maybe it's going to be a lot of miles, you know?
Yeah, and you might be thinking, oh boy, I'm just doing all this driving to get into an argument.
Right. Maybe you're getting on a plane. You got to go through security. You got to sit and wait. They're going to tell you, hey, we're leaving in 5 minutes. And then you're going to fall asleep. And then you're going to wake up. And you're going to be like, oh, cool, we just landed. And then you're going to find out the plane still hasn't taken off. And so you're going to need something to get you through that whole journey of traveling for the holidays. Might be planes, trains, and automobiles kind of situation.
That is totally possible, especially if you're traveling to or from any major city. You usually got to take a bus or a train to a shuttle, to a plane, and then surely you're getting picked up in a car. Traveling over the holidays sucks. So we hope this playlist makes it a little better.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Definitely sucks. That's why I don't do it anymore.
You stay stationary.
I spend my holidays alone and somewhat proudly.
Somewhat.
I just watch a bunch of, Thanksgiving episodes of, TV shows and stuff like that. That's how I spend time with my TV family.
That reminds me of that there's this Simpsons joke that I love. It's from one of the Treehouse of Horrors, I think, where Homer is worried about his family dying, and he goes, "Oh no, little Bart!" And Bart pops up in his head and swings a baseball bat, and he goes, "And little Lisa." And Lisa pops up in his head and swings a baseball bat, and then little Marge. Marge pops up in his head and swings a baseball bat, and he goes, "And the rest." And the rest includes Maggie and the television.
Right, right. And the rest.
Just a member of his family.
Yeah.
Equal worth to his baby. It's...
You're traveling.
I am doing some traveling. This is not normal. I'm not traveling back to the motherland, to Missouri. I've actually not done Thanksgiving with my blood family in a long time. I mean, they have a great Thanksgiving, but I've been away for a long time, and it's so expensive to travel. I only go back for Christmas. I prioritize Jesus's birthday because we all get cake. but for Thanksgiving, I've usually just done like a Friendsgiving, but this year I'm going to go drive to Connecticut, a state that I don't even think I've been to before, and spend it with members of my girlfriend's family that neither of us know. So that will be interesting.
All right. That'll be an adventure. Yeah. Do you have any background info? Like, is it cool to cuss? Can you have a drink around them? Can you do?
Yes. You know, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. They party. I hung out with some of them, the ones that live in like upstate New York. I hung out with some of them once, and they rage.
They go after it. Bunch of Narragansetts.
They go after it.
They got a bunch of Narragansetts on ice, you know? They're just chugging down that New England lager.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But anyway, but it'll be good. But you're sticking around Denver?
I'm going to stick around Denver. I'm just trying to sniff around something to do. If anything doesn't really pan out, last thing, I guess, you know, if worse comes to worse, I'll just go to a Chinese buffet and then check out a movie. That ain't going to hurt.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I'm pretty self-sustainable.
That's, if I called in sick to work one day, that's what I would do. I would just go to a Chinese buffet.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just go do a bunch of things I want to do today. Instead of being carted around to five different houses with my mom driving at 20 miles an hour on the freeway. Or my dad driving the wrong way down a freeway, like he did when he visited Denver. Good God. See, yeah, I'm already, like, just even talking about it. It's like, it's better that I'm not there, you know? Love them to pieces. Uh-huh. They're all great. But I am from a family of rascals. They're just not. Like, I'm a product of my upbringing. And turns out none of them got any smarter through age. And I did, and so it's infuriating sometimes.
They never leveled up. They maintained.
No. Yeah. Well, that's a kind way of saying it. But they're great. They're fantastic like people. Incredibly funny. Very sweet and endearing family. I'm very proud to have them as a family, but I don't got to see them all the damn time.
you know what that sentiment reminds me of, Danny? It reminds me of one of the songs on our playlist, which we will have in the description of this episode for you all to enjoy. It reminds me of the Kacey Musgraves song, Family is Family, which is from her phenomenal second album. And we put it towards the top of the playlist because I think it's a real good, I think the sentiment is good. And also it's just a real fun rug cutter that you can enjoy right off. I think it sets a good mood for the playlist.
Oh yeah, it sets a great mood for the playlist. It's you know, I like a lot of this playlist. You kind of compiled most of it, and I really enjoy like the range that happens in this playlist, because it ranges from you know, like Hank Williams Jr. to Kacey Musgraves to, of course, there's a few John Prines on there. Of course, there's some Dolly Parton, you know, and I picked, I guess maybe because I don't go home generally, I picked more songs that are similar to like Bobby Bear, 500 miles away from home, you know, it's like, you're alone on the holidays, you know. And then, of course, Paradise by John Prine, because it's a song about Kentucky and that's where I'm from. And but like, you know, also like the I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. Like, that's such a fun Johnny Paycheck song that kind of just brings up family. And you're like, and that's, you know, between me and my brother, that's like, we raised a lot of hell, which is also why I put on, for sure we did. And that's why I put on Just Good Old Boys by Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley.
I listened to that one on the way home from work today. That's a real fun one.
Yeah, that's a real silly song about just like, we're just good old boys. Sure, we rob somebody and bang somebody's wife, but we're just good old boys, you know? And my brother and I were always up to mischief. So that reminds me of just the family aspect of Thanksgiving. Because when I do go back home for the holidays of any sort, it is nonstop. Like, we're just going to tell each other's embarrassing stories in front of the entire family, and all just laugh our asses off, you know, over a nice cup of bourbon, you know, and get all red faced and a little tipsy and just make fun of each other. That's our way.
Yeah. I tried to put on the songs that I was really drawn to for this were, songs about family, about like getting home. So I included like Sisters Coming Home by Willie Nelson, Grandpa Was a Carpenter by John Prine, My Tennessee Mountain Home, you know, stuff about like either missing home, heading home, or just like something that's very focused on a family member in mostly a fun way. But then I also couldn't resist and put on one song that is extremely food-based. I threw on Good Brown Gravy by Joe Diffie.
Oh, yeah. Which is great. It's a great song. And as a man from the South, there is not much better than Good Brown Gravy. Like, my... there really isn't. Like, especially on Thanksgiving time. Like, the gravy is maybe one of the most important parts of the meal.
You can't eat a turkey without gravy. The turkey is a vehicle for the gravy, let's be real.
Absolutely, yeah. Gravy boat, more like gravy yacht at the Maupin House. You know, we got a lot of gravy going on. And my grandpa, rest in peace, but my grandpa, he taught us all how to make the gravy when we were kids and everything. And his one big advice was like, you know, you put some stuff in it, and this is what you put in it or whatever. And he's like, you don't really look at what you're putting in it. Here's the main thing. You got to keep stirring it. You just got to keep stirring it. So I think that was just his excuse at family functions to not have to interact with people because he had to be standing by the stove stirring the gravy.
That's an old man tactic. That's smart.
Right, yeah. Just now piecing that together, now that I think of it, it's like he's just trying to stay away from everyone. And he's made an excuse on the gravy for it. always good gravy, though. Always good brown gravy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So that's the only food-based song that I felt was particularly fitting for for the playlist. But there's also some classic family, you know, hymn sing-alongs. We got Daddy Sang Bass. We got the Family Bible. I like the ones you added, too. Also, the cover you found of I Just Called to Say I Love You by John Prine in the Secret Sisters. That's, you know, he goes through a lot of seasons and a lot of holidays on that, including Thanksgiving. But I think that's a perfect Thanksgiving song. As soon as I saw that you added that, I was like, that makes so much sense to me.
Yeah, well, and it's just like someone that's, it's always going to remind me of the holidays because that's what I'm actually doing. I'm always just calling my parents' landline and getting passed around the phone while the whole family's there. It's like a 2-hour phone call, you know.
Same.
Just where I got to talk to every cousin, you know, every aunt, every uncle, mom, dad, you know, everybody. And I just got to be like, hey, I love you guys. Wish I could be there. I'm not there, though. You know.
Yep.
So it brings up that sentiment to me. The holidays are always fun for me, but they're melancholy. But I, you know, and so is that song. So I didn't want to steer away from that sentiment for people that, like, don't get the chance to be with, you know, their family. Hopefully they get a chance to be with loved ones, friends or something. Hopefully you get a Friendsgiving going on or something. But if not, you know, give somebody a dang phone call. Tell them you love them. It'll make your day better.
Yeah, totally.
It'll make your day better any day, but especially on the holidays.
It'll make their day better, too. Probably it'll have a bigger impact on them than it even will on you. So that's a nice thing to do to somebody.
Yeah. Oh, and then Southern Nights, the Glen Campbell version of Southern Nights.
Yeah, Southern Nights. Burr, burr,
yeah, burr, burr. Originally by the Alan Toussaint or whatever, but I like the Glen Campbell version quite a bit. And just that's another one. It's just it takes me to Kentucky every time, you know. Mm-hmm. It's more of a summer song in my opinion, but my family and I would get around and listen to that stuff. Man, I should put some Ray Stevens on here. That's a kind of a I'm not even kidding, that's kind of like a tradition with the family, like, or used to be a long time ago, is that we would get together and listen to those silly ass Ray Stevens songs just as a family. While we're eating or just hanging out, people are like, oh, man, this guy's so funny. The streak. Oh, my God.
Oh, right. The streak.
Yeah, yeah. Look at it. Like 4% of the people that are listening to this podcast might know what we're talking about. But Ray Stevens is an old man that turned into a bad person but had a lot of funny parody songs in the country vein.
He was king of the country novelty song for a minute, which is not necessarily the crown anybody's usually trying to wear, but he did, you know, he picked it up. He picked it up, dusted the dirt off, and proudly wore it for a bit.
Yeah. But no, I think this is a super fun list. Yeah. Enjoy it on your drives. Enjoy it on your travels. Enjoy it with your family. I mean, it's totally. A perfect length for, doing that last minute bit of cooking, getting the signs back in the oven, setting the table.
I feel like it's a good like kitchen playlist. I mean, come on. You don't want to listen to top 40 over Thanksgiving. That doesn't make any sense. That's not the vibe.
No.
You put on some, good-hearted country music by some of your old favorites.
Yeah. And if you're like me, you got to tell mom that today is not the day for Christmas music. You can start tomorrow. Today is not the day. Yeah. As I said as a kid, as my mom quotes me saying often, is that when we would go through the grocery store when I was a little kid, they were playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving, I would constantly say, "They're not even done killing the turkeys." And I didn't even mean it as a joke. It was like a pure sentiment. It was like, I really meant it. I was like, "They're not even done killing the turkeys. We already got to hear rocking around the Christmas tree." Like, but my mom will start listening to Christmas music. She probably started listening to it in June. And that was like hard for her to wait that long, probably.
Yeah. She's like, it's January 30th. It's been long enough, right?
Yeah.
Debbie jump back in.
As we've said before on the podcast, Christmas music is her favorite genre of music.
Well, if your mom likes Christmas music, Danny, or if any of y'all like Christmas music, we do have a playlist of also Christmas songs, which we will probably add to later this year in a couple weeks. But, you should hold off till after Thanksgiving, till after Thursday, then enjoy our Christmas playlist. Yeah, enjoy the Thanksgiving playlist now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, I think that's going to do it for this quick episode. Thanks for... I don't know what I'm even trying to say, Dan.
We're just trying to say thanks, which is what this episode is all about. Saying thanks. Hey, you might have been even thanked yourself. Maybe you've had a hard year. You got through it. You know what I mean? Thank yourself.
You're almost there.
For getting through it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're almost there. Absolutely. Maybe you've had a great year, so be thankful for all that too. And, tell your friends and your family that you love them, that you're thankful for them, having them in your life. That's what this is. That's what this is all about. So you should go do that now instead of listening to us.
Yeah,
that's why
exactly.
This is a short one.
why it's a quickie. Danny, that was beautifully put. And I'll say, buddy, I love you. I'm thankful for you. I'm also thankful for you. Thanks, bud. I'm also thankful for all you shovelos out there. We always appreciate the support. Thanks for keeping us going, giving us a reason to make this fun little project. And we will see you with a new episode of Take This Pod and Shove It next week.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take this pot and shove it.